I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Pundit is the football trivia game, ideal for the football head in your life. Every sale of Pundit using the code LIONS at checkout earns you a 10% discount plus a donation for the Lions Food Hub. Visit punditgames.co.uk to order your copy or visit at punditgames on Twitter.
You're listening to Achtung Millwall, broadcasting from the beautiful South Birmingham. Accept no substitute.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome one and all. Millwall's deadline day, minus one. Welcome to Achtung Millwall. I'm hoping to be joined very shortly by my companion, co-confederate, Mr. Neil Fissler, to discuss the day's business. It's been a strange period, obviously, in the wake of the Kevin Nisbet debacle, as it turned out to be. So a strange day's business. We've basically re-signed Oliver Burke, who was with us in the 2021-22 season at the end. I see Neil's on the line here. Let me just let him in. Bear with me a second, dear listeners. Can you hear me, Neil?
I can indeed. What a momentous day yet again.
Have you got your yellow tie on? Are you ready to go, Jim White style? Oh, dear. It's been a strange one, hasn't it? I was just saying in the lead-in, the Kevin Nisbet deal obviously turned into a bit of a debacle in the end with the discovery or the kind of highly predictable problem with his knee, as we all believe it to be. And today's business has a strangely underwhelming feel. I don't know how you feel about it. The return of Ollie Burke, who I thought was okay with us when he was at the end of the back end of last season. I thought he was okay, Neil, without ripping up any trees, mate.
Yeah, to be honest, you've been researching stuff all day, so I've only been following this on Twitter.
And yeah.
There's a little bit of a after the Lord Mayor's Day feel about it, isn't it? That people were cold on Nisbet for some unknown reason, proven goal scorer, coincidentally came off the bench and scored for Hibs on Saturday afternoon.
He did.
24 hours after this debacle of him failing his Millwall medical. Quite what went wrong. I've seen something that Millwall run happy with the muscle structure or something like that. I think it was
right.
Put out in Scotland yesterday. It just...
Okay.
It's a strange old situation. I think we spoke about it at length, didn't we? So,
yeah.
But Ollie Burke, is he going to improve us? I'm not surprised he's gone back in for him. And Duncan Watmore was a...
Which is the other one.
That's one out of the blue, that one, to be quite...
Yeah, that's closing in. Honest. I mean, Richard Corley has said we're closing in on that deal, so it's not quite a done deal yet.
I think Richard Corley gets actually tipped the wink by the club, doesn't he? So whenever there's something to put out, I think he's told to put it out by the club. You've got to fear, unfortunately, that this could go down as one of the great missed opportunities in Millwall history. if I'm honest, we need a striker. So what have we ended up with? We've ended up with Duncan Watmore and a winger. And a winger that I don't really think didn't really tear up any trees with us last year. He had a couple of good games, but I think people were frustrated with him. Don't think we got the full potential out of him. But then again, that could be that he, yeah, like a lot of Millwall signings, they come to us lacking match fitness, don't they? So I don't know if that played into it. I'm sure there's people listening that will know how often he's played for Werder Bremen. Was it
Bundesliga? He had an assist. I think he scored recently. I mean, I was just looking at his Wikipedia page. I mean, wherever he's gone, he's had a strange career, really. You know, when you look at it overall, a lot of clubs, a lot of promise. I mean, the boy has kind of always been on the brink of. The feeling that he's going to have great things in him, but he's never quite achieved it. He famously was at Red Bull Leipzig in 2016-17, and he's gone back to Germany after us, 14 games for us in the back end of 21-22, two goals, and he's gone out to Werder Bremen, played 11 times, started 11 times, scored twice. So there's always this sense with Ollie Burke of a player that is promising, but you do want him to, he's got to start delivering at some stage. Otherwise, a whole career is going to go past in this kind of style of bitty, you know, like 6 months here, 6 months there, that kind of player, you know?
I think the one plus will be that he's fit now. Hopefully he's fit
Should
now.
Be.
So he isn't playing catch up on that, and it's somebody who is ready to go straight back into the side this weekend, or actually go straight into the side this weekend. So there shouldn't be any catch up on the fitness, which is a bonus.
But presumably the same with Watmore as well.
Frustrating,
Neil.
That we've needed a striker. We need a striker.
Yeah, we do.
We've ended up with a winger and a midfielder, I think. You ever think Duncan Watmore's a midfielder?
Yeah, he seems to play as a kind of a wide-ish midfielder. I mean, it shores us up in two areas where we can always do with quality. I don't think there's any doubt that the likes of Burke and I don't know a huge amount about Watmore, listeners, so I'm not going to sit here as the resident Watmore expert. I'm only going by what I see on Wikipedia. But he seems like a decent enough boy, and he seems to have some measure of quality to him, so that does improve us. But you're right, it's nail on the head, isn't it? It's in front of goal where we're still going to be reliant on good old Tom Bradshaw and to whatever level of Vogelsammer that the manager feels able to trust him with in front of goal. So that's it doesn't feel like we've improved. I mean, the Nisbet deal, I mean, I don't want to keep banging on about it, but that was an attempt to make us dangerous in front of goal. And I take my hat off to the club for being willing to spend the money to go out on a limb and try and bring in some proven quality. The goal scoring record is clear for everyone to see. It didn't work out because of the long-term injury to his knee. So, but I can't fault the club for its willingness to pay some money and get something that can cause danger. But we're still lacking, despite these two okay-ish signings, we're still lacking in front of goal, aren't we, at the end of it?
Yeah, you'll never convince me that Ollie Burke isn't anything other than a panic signing. Duncan Watmore, apparently the deal's been on hold for 10 days, so we know that's fair enough. But to suddenly go in for Ollie Burke 24 hours before the transfer window closes, that seems to me to be a bit of a panic. You've got a month to sign these people, and why not sign them in the middle of the month as opposed to 24 hours before the window closes? Somebody said, I think Phil Clark said, he was a long way down the list. Yeah, well, apparently, by my way of thinking, he was almost off the fucking bottom.
I think Aldo's using those old bus ticket machines. I don't know if anyone remembers those, but they had like a very long reel of paper. There's an endless list of options on that list that never quite runs out. I mean, Gary Rowett's criticism, his critics would say he always plays or likes players. He knows Burke has used him before. So there does seem to be an element of back to the...
Yeah, every manager's like that now. Every manager has players that they're comfortable with, and we've spoken with it. He was obviously... he's been comfortable with other players. Mason Bennett,
for instance.
George Evans, I think, played for him, didn't he?
They followed him around. I mean, you're right. It is a commonplace thing. I mean, I repeat for the listeners that Burke is on the brink of being a very good signing. I mean, I'm sure every club on this extensive list that I'm looking at here, West Brom, Leipzig, Sheffield, Werder Bremen, have always felt the same thing, that he's on the brink of being a promising signing. So let's hope he delivers something. We do have this major, major game and period of February up in front of us. So I suppose there's an argument, Neil, that you do want experienced players as against playing the kids. I saw Harry posting online calling to play the kids. But yeah, that can be a gamble, can't it, in this fairly intense period that we've got coming up ahead of us. You know, there's a lot still at stake in the championship.
Yeah, I think if there's one thing we've learned about Gary Rabbitt is he will play kids, but he'll only play kids that he thinks are ready.
Yeah.
SA, I think he thinks, is ready. So
he's seeing more of the ball. Yeah.
Zach Lovelace, to a certain extent last season, he drip-fed him in, but we didn't have many other options at the time. So I am frustrated. I would quite like to see Abdul Malik given a go. Regular goal scorer for the under-23s, but obviously the manager doesn't think that he's quite up to it yet. So you have to actually back his judgment. But the judgment is that we need a goal scorer.
We do
in this window, and I fear that this season could go down as one of the great missed opportunities in Millwall history, along with your first season that you're very fond of talking about, Nicholas.
Well, it's true. I mean, we've actually got quite an extensive list of great missed opportunities at the Den, haven't we, Neil? I mean, you know, all joking aside, we do tend to get ourselves to the brink of success and then just fall slightly short. I know what you mean. I do think that there's a massive opportunity here. Obviously, the top two, Burnley and Sheffield, are looking like runaways at the moment, so we may not be able to catch them. But to get ourselves into the semi-final playoffs that effectively are the end of the season playoff tournament, is a major chance. And it doesn't, I think without a goal scorer, it does feel a little bit like it's just going to be out of reach at the moment. I'm just looking at Duncan Watmore. As I said earlier on, I don't profess to be any kind of expert on the boy, but I'm just looking at his Wikipedia page. Another bitty career. I mean, 71 games for Sunderland over 2013 to 2020. Doesn't sound like an awful lot, Neil. Then he's gone on loan to Hibernians, and then Middlesbrough from 2020, 87 games, but he scored 21 goals. So that's not a bad return. It's not eye-opening, but it's not a bad return. And he's played for England under-20s and under-21. So he seems like a promising boy. I love this quote. Sorry, promising boy. He's actually quite old, isn't he? He's born 1994. Does that make? It makes him 28 years old, so he's not a boy at all. But I'm loving this quote here. He plays as a winger. It says, Jermaine Defoe in 2015 likened Watmore to Gareth Bale, his former Tottenham Hotspur teammate, citing a shared ability of ball control. So he's as good as Gareth Bale, apparently, according to Jermaine Defoe. So let's hope we see some of that.
Because he went slaughtered for that, wouldn't he?
And the love of golf over everything else. But it's an interesting career. Another one where a lot of bitty kind of seasons and nothing really outstanding. So there's always an element of gamble. You sign anyone, you're taking a gamble. These do feel like average to okay signings without being anything to put bums on seats, really, in my opinion. But
they're nothing to get you up and excited about. I don't know if there's anybody else who wants to speak, who wants to send us a request to speak.
Do join in.
Convince us otherwise. Yeah.
I'm desperately fiddling around with the controls, listeners, trying to find if anyone does want to speak. Please do come on. It's like a phone-in radio show. And if you want to have a quick word then and give us your views on these two signings. I mean,
I see that Simon, if you unmute yourself, Simon, we will give you the floor.
Mr. H-Pig, Simon, how are you, mate?
Afternoon, chaps. Must admit, a long time listener of the podcast. Absolutely loving it, Nick. It's brilliant.
Cheers, mate. That's good to hear. Thank you very much. Simon, are you whelmed or are you underwhelmed by these two signings? I mean, we hasten to add that Watmore is still a closing in deal, so it's not quite done yet, but it does seem like it's a strong possibility. Are you underwhelmed or whelmed by it, mate?
Slightly underwhelmed. Mm. But it's experience, and that's exactly what we need with this, with February and the running. Watmore and Burke, they're solid championship players, which is exactly what we need.
Yeah, I agree with that. And the Gary Rowett players, Simon, aren't they? They feel very much out of the Gary Rowett go-to. He must have a little black book, mustn't he, you know, of numbers that he can call when he's in a tight spot. And they do feel like they've come out of Gary Rowett's little black book, rather.
Yeah, Burke does seem to be the... we need a winger. Let's see what Oliver Burke's doing. Well, because at the end of the day, it's January, so he's always on.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what do you think about this, Neil's point there, that the season feels like it's a massive chance that it's just slightly moving away from us, rather? I mean, it's a lot of football to be played yet, Simon. We've got a big, big February up in front of us now. Do you feel optimistic, or you're feeling like in that kind of same... I don't know, is it a depressive kind of zone of mindset? I don't know. It's just feeling like it's just out of touch.
It's so close, you can touch it. I think Nisbet would have been a brilliant signing. I understand this guy, but the club weren't too sure about the muscles around his knee.
Yep.
For 2.4 million, you can't blame the club for doing that. I still think we're one light.
I agree.
Yeah, well, absolutely 100%. Yeah, but going back to the muscles around the knee, surely you can strengthen them. Yeah, it's called fitness.
I suppose it's whether you want to be doing that kind of work in the midst of a tough season. I mean, really, whoever comes in, and I suppose this is reinforcement of Simon's point about these two players here. There was both Burke and Watmore will be hitting the ground running, chaps, aren't they? I mean, they're going to be, I think, starters on Saturday. Are walking straight into the side at some crucial point in the afternoon. So it's really whether Nisbet would be having to do basic work like fitness work to bring himself up to speed. And he's scoring goals in Scotland. You can talk about the level of Scottish football versus Championship football. I don't think they're terribly far apart, personally, but clearly there's enough of a doubt over him for the club record signing not to come to pass. I mean, we are investing quite a substantial sum by Mill standards in him, and I get why the club pulled back, don't you? I can't really criticise the club for pulling back on it.
No, you can't really. Yeah, well, Simon made a very good point, actually. The one good thing about Watmore and Burke is they are experienced, aren't they? Yeah, well, how did you see Burke's first spell with us, Simon?
Same as you, Neil. Didn't rip up any trees, but he hadn't played for weeks, so he wasn't match fit. It took him 6 games to get there. I think this time he'll hit the ground running.
Yeah.
We've also got the major bonus of Zian Fleming. I think he's going to work well. I think he'll work well with Burke because you've got someone with pace running down that wing for him to spray the balls to. And also, he'll get the balls into the box, which is what we've been lacking. And I think Bradshaw will thrive on them. And also Fleming, because he'll be making the runs in there as well. So I think he'll help both players.
Yeah, we'll get this man back on more often, Nicholas. He's very positive. Yeah,
I'm going to take his name down.
I'm very, very optimistic now about Ollie Burke coming back.
Well, I'm just listening to what you're saying there, Simon. I mean, I'm just thinking sideways, really. I mean, I suppose there's a what if we don't sign a marquee striker. We've tried and it hasn't worked out with Nisbet. So what if we don't? And I suppose, and it might be naive to say this, but the more chances you can create, the more players you do have, such as Zian, such as Tom Bradshaw, and such as Vogie, if you can create enough chances, then some of them are going to go in, even with what some might call a blunted attack, you know. So if we can't get the marquee, you know, the top dollar striker that would be either too expensive or have gammy knees and, you know, various ailments that make them not available, then maybe that's a secondary line of attack, because we've only got 20 odd games. I can't remember how many games there is to go in the season. So we've got this far with an attack that isn't the best in the division. So maybe it can, with enough quality behind them, maybe it can haul us over the line, you know, and get us into that crucial top six. But I don't know. I might be. I think like I'm writing Gary Rowett's CV for him there, but you know, trying to go off on a flight of fancy almost. But it's going to be an interesting period ahead.
It's very interesting to Saturday. Know what Simon thought of the decision to let Benik Afobe and Isaac Alafi go before we had somebody in the building to replace them.
Alafi, I don't think he was given a fair crack. I still think he should have been given a chance because he was scoring goals in the National League. He was scoring goals in League Two. He wasn't given a chance. Afobe, I don't know if the player of last season, whether he was carrying an injury or whether it was the breakdown of the Bruce deal, I don't know. He just wasn't the same player. And I think it was best to let him go because one of the highest earners at the club, I think. I think getting rid of him off the it's difficult to know whether getting someone in, because I think, you know, was the Nisbet deal always going to be there? You know, was it always in the pipeline? So it didn't matter about letting go. It don't matter if we let them go because we're going to get Nisbet. So I just don't know.
Mm. Yeah, if anybody else wants to speak, send us a request and Nickel botch his way through it, especially if you're on the...
I'm trying to add Stephen. This is Stephen Colmill. I've been trying to add you, Steve. I really apologise. It won't add you at the moment, mate. So I'm gonna delete you. But do make another request if you want to join us, because that link don't seem to work out for us. So this is all a bit hit and miss. So I'm gonna press the X and come back, Steve, because it'd be great to hear from some more voices. Stephen, can you hear us? Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on, Stephen. It was a bit hit and miss.
That's
there.
All right.
I apologise. Are you excited, or are you so about these two additions to the squad?
No.
Watmore and Burke?
I'm a bit underwhelmed. I think for me, the disappointing thing is he's over the course of the last 12 months, we've got rid of four centre-forwards, albeit that John Daddy, in my opinion, was no good. We've got Matt Smith, Tanto and Benik. And they were all players that were playing or in and around the first team. And they were all traditional centre-forwards. And we haven't actually bought a centre-forward. And I think that is the most disappointing thing. I think we're just crying out for a centre-forward. And I think everyone's right. I think, you know, there is a fantastic window of opportunity here. It might never get better than this. And I just hope that we're not saying at the end of it all, if only we'd have had a centre-forward. So I hope I'm wrong. I hope what he's done is 1,000,000% right. But I don't think you can let four strikers go. He had four strikers. What did he add them for? And one at a time, and I'm not criticising him. I'm actually a fan of Gary Rower. I think he's doing a great job under reasonably, you know, testing circumstances. But I am disappointed we haven't bought a centre-forward.
This is an interesting point, Steve. I mean, I hadn't thought of it in that way, but you're right. I mean, if you go back to Matt Smith and then Isaac and to some level, you're right with John Daddy. I mean, you know, it's a bit of a laughing stock.
Yeah, but he was.
Nevertheless, there he was. He was a forward and so on. I mean, there've been good reasons for each of those strikers who none of them were. I mean, maybe Matt Smith was, but he was a certain type of very old school centre forward, but you know, some might say an outdated centre forward. But anyway, there it is. Give him the right situation, give him the right chance. The ball goes in the net, as we saw many times with him. But there may have been good reasons to let those players go, but it is intriguing. And I hadn't really thought about it in any depth until you mentioned it now. But Gary Rowett does seem to have a fairly, you know, he doesn't mind chopping away the forwards, does he? I mean, it's an odd oddity of his managerial style. I mean, not to replace them, boys, is odd, isn't it?
Well, I think so.
Yeah, it's absolutely criminal that we've not replaced them.
He seems to have a thing. He has a thing for midfielders. The number of midfielders we've had, and even the fun figures like George Evans, for example. But we seem to get a lot of players like that are utility players, I think is the expression. Not unexciting, but they would do a job. And I suppose to some level, even these two signings today, I don't want to knock Oliver Burke too much because I think he is a genuinely good player. He needs to show it, and I think we need to see some production from him. And I don't know enough about Watmore to say, but I'm going to guess the same would apply for Duncan Watmore, looking at his track record anyway. But we do seem to make a habit of neither backing our own youngsters in front of goal, Isaac being probably the most recent example, and then we have the likes of Abdul Malik in the under-21s, I think, and bringing in a lot of these utility-style players. It's a very odd quirk of Gary Rowett's management.
Well, he might be teaching Abdul Malik a bit of a lesson, because he kind of completely messed us around last year, didn't he? He went to about 10 different clubs, whether his agent got him at it.
That was his agent. I know his agent. His agent's a rugby agent, so I know him quite well.
But there again, I don't care about that. If he's good enough, that's all. As a Millwall fan, that's what I care about. So, as I said, I'm not going to go on. I just think we could be a centre forward short of being exactly where we all want to be at the end of the season.
There's still a big 24 hours to go, boys. Yeah, I mean, you know, this is minus one, and we might have to do another one, a deadline day special tomorrow, depending on if there's any more business. And we don't know, because I can't believe the club or Gary Rowett don't see the same hole in the squad that we three now have seen here, because it's glaringly obvious, isn't it? And when you see the goals scored compared with some in the table, you know, we are short. There we are. We still have 24 hours to go, though. So let's keep our fingers crossed.
My biggest fear is that come 5:30 tomorrow night, Aldo finally puts down Football Manager and realizes that we need a strike, and we end up with somebody like Lyle Taylor, who I think's been linked with us quite a lot.
Well, I don't know why we keep getting linked with him. I suppose he started his career with us. He's an available striker, I'm guessing. I mean, I don't have the... I'm neither excited by Lyle Taylor, but nor do I have the instant anyone but him, the reaction that you see online. You do see a lot of stuff where people seem to get certain views on certain players, and I don't know. But he doesn't float my boat particularly, but I wouldn't be aghast if he did come in. It would be... I think someone is needed, and, you know, he's not that bad, in my opinion, but others will probably disagree with me out there.
It could be Kenneth Sahor as well. That would be even worse.
I completely erased him from my memory banks. It was that bad.
Well, he didn't leave much of an impression, did he, on anyone? So.
No, I think you're right there, mate. I mean, someone else mentioned Bass Savage. And we're going back into the dark ages now, aren't we? Bass Savage. Chaps, I think we're going to have to leave it there. Obviously, there's still 24 hours, so the story is unfolding. I think that's probably the business done for today, at least. And we have to keep every limb that we've got crossed for tomorrow, that we get someone in front of goal. I think that's probably about as much as we can say now. I want to say thank you to you, Steve, for coming on. I really appreciate it, mate. It's good to hear some new voices.
Thank you.
And to Simon earlier on, who's left the call now. But I'm going to note both your names down, so you will be hearing from me in the future. So you don't escape that lightly.
Yeah, no,
so
you'll big regret thank you, actually Steve. Coming on here and talking.
It's the first time I've ever done that in my life. I've listened a few times. It took me nearly 40 minutes to work out where my microphone was. So
listen, when you actually run these calls, I mean, most of the time I just spend pressing random sections of the screens. I don't really know what I'm doing. So it's a semi-miracle you got through, but it's good to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Neil, as always. And thank you to you out there too, dear listeners. We will be probably give it another go tomorrow, Neil. I think we'll give it another live show to see if there's any news. Much will depend on if there's any more action on the transfer front. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, but unless anybody does quickly want to speak and has got something to say before we wrap up.
Yes. Speak or hold your peace, listeners. Otherwise, we'll close it there, I think. No one on the screen at the moment. So no one there. All right. Well, we'll call it quits there, Neil, and we'll return tomorrow and see if anyone else is about and if there's any more signings on the agenda. So I think that's that.
Well, then, mate, superb. Yep.
Thank you for calling, everyone. Arrivederci, Millwall. Bye for now.
Achtung. Millwall.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.